Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
A panel of scientists today warned that climate change will transform the ocean off the Golden Gate, with more extreme sea conditions, coastal erosion, and sea life fleeing north. The report comes from NOAA, the federal agency that manages the swath of marine sanctuary off the Golden Gate north to Bodega Bay. And oceanographer John Largier is the lead author. Mr. Largier, you're predicting, and there's nothing new here, that the ocean will get warmer and more acidic from climate change. What does that mean for sea life, like creatures like whales, dolphins, and squid?
Well, the changes in the ocean will be a bit more complex, and that is really part of the report, is to figure out how it will really change right here where we live and where our favorite sea creatures live. So the ocean as a whole is warming, but the upwelling winds that we know from spring and summer that keep ocean cool appear to be strengthening, and the water actually in the Gulf of Farallones and north up the coast seems to be getting colder. But in contrast, if you get in closer to shore into the bays and coves and estuaries, it's probably warming again. So in different places, it's going to influence sea life in different ways. Some organisms are going to enjoy the warmer water, and so organisms are moving north, as you mentioned. Some organisms are going to struggle with that warmer water. And the ecosystem is so complex. Sometimes liken it to a room of 30 people who are going to go and have lunch together. It's almost impossible to predict where they will choose to have lunch because everybody has their own idea. And now we have maybe 300 different marine populations, each being influenced by climate change in a myriad ways. We know it's going to change. We know the ecosystem will continue. But will it be as bountiful and as beautiful as it is?
That upwelling might mean more nutrition-rich waters coming up from the bottom. Could that be good for sea life?
Yes, and the more nutrients, presumably the more production. But at the same time, the upwelling has an offshore movement of surface water. So maybe it'll be more productive, but that production will be shifted offshore.
And that might be tough on fishermen who depend on the sea for a livelihood.
Exactly. The fish are looking for food, and they might be looking in different places.
Climate change might also mean more extreme weather. Would that mean more coastal erosion, more crumbling cliffs, as we've had
yes.
in Pacifica recently?
Yes, exactly. We know that our coast is an eroding coast, always has been, but it's undoubtedly getting worse because with the increase in sea level and the bigger winter waves, that's happening already. It's interesting, actually, because the climate change is not something in the future. We can see over the last 100 years, sea level has risen. We can see records the last 20, 30 years of bigger waves. These are things that are happening right now.
So what's next? What do you recommend the federal government do to reduce the impact of climate change in this vast region or to manage it?
We made a few, about five recommendations. But really, I think the essence is the two levels of action. The one is climate change is urgent. We already have decades of commitment to it. The water that's upwelling, full, rich of CO2 and low pH, acidic waters, probably picked up their carbon dioxide 50 years ago. So that's the sort of commitment we already have to it. But we have to get on top of it right now. And to do that, we have to recognize we're part of a global society. The second thing, though, is education, of course. The more people know about it, the better decisions society can make. And the third is actually the parallel stresses, we call them, the things that are happening in parallel with climate change. We're giving the ocean a hard time in a variety of different ways. They're obvious. It's pollution. It's overfishing. It's invasive species. It's building things in places that harm a bay or an estuary. These are the things we have direct control over and we can act on pretty quickly. So one of the recommendations is to relieve some of the locally induced stress. Just like if the flu season's coming, you want to make sure you sleep well, eat well, exercise well, your body's healthy, resilient. We want to have an ecosystem that's resilient, and then hopefully it can handle this change in a much better way.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Si.
John Largier is an oceanographer at UC Davis and principal author of a report on climate change in the Gulf of the Farallones and Cordell Bank Marine Sanctuaries. I'm Si Musiker, KQED Public Radio.